Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hello, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news as the Ederson deal gets done and talks on new players ramp up. Who will be next? Manchester United. Will it be Fernandes? Will it be Tchouaméni? Will it be Lewis Hall? Remember, we got Ben Jacobs on the show at 2 o'clock. He's the one who's been talking up the Lewis Hall deal. We'll find out about him, Fernandes and Scott at 2 o'clock. But we've got a lot to get into on the show this morning. Fabrizio Romano promising more signings. You know what? It's good the Ederson's deal's done. But look at bloody Real Madrid. Look at Barcelona. They're on fast play. Real Madrid have got Konate and Dumfries done. Barcelona have got Anthony Gordon. They're looking to do Alvarez and Bernardo Silva as well. So look, you know, as grateful as I am that United have got the Ederson deal basically done, we still need to keep that foot down and we need to keep working on more deals. So lots to get into. Get your reaction in as well. Why didn't you do a live reaction to Ederson last night? I've done many a live reaction to deals in the past. I've got to be honest, I just didn't feel like it. I mean, what was I going to do that I didn't do in the pre-record? I mean, I said everything I needed to say. I'm just happy we got the Ederson deal done before he flew out to the World Cup. Talking about deals, I just want to shout out Manscaped as well. We are sponsored by Manscaped on the morning show, and you will see me on the next show. I will not have such a big beard because I'm going to use this. Manscaped is the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. And with Father's Day coming up, or you just might want to gift yourself something, you might need to have a shave. Get yourself the Beard Hedger Plus. This is it in my hand here. It's got this brilliant thing here where you can adjust the length of the... you can see it going up and down. Look, you can adjust the length of what you actually want. It's got a travel lock where if you press it for 3 seconds, it will not turn itself on in your bag or anything like that. The last thing you want to be doing, if I turn the lock off, is the last thing you want to be doing is that coming on when you're on a busy train and everyone's like, what's that noise? I've heard it before. And then you're like, oh my God, that's my bag. And that people might think it's something else, but it's not. It's the Beard Hedger Plus from Manscaped. And the best thing about this is it's waterproof. It's got brilliant technology. You've got a blade quality as well. 33 millimeter stainless steel square blade with a tight gap for cleaner, sharper trims. Battery life is solid too. 60 minutes runtime. Imagine it. So you're not constantly charging it every 5 minutes. And it's got the LED light as well that you can make it. I don't know why I'm going down. Manscaped do something down there. Don't use that. This is for your beard. Or if you're stubble like me. But the best bit about this is if you head to manscaped.com and use the code TUS15, that's TUS15, you get 15% off plus free worldwide shipping. That's 15% off plus free worldwide shipping with the promo code TUS15 at manscaped.com. That's on the Beard Hedger Plus, but it's also on everything else they've got, whether it's nasal trimmers or, you know, the lawnmower for down there, trim the grass to make the yard look bigger. TUS15 is exclusive for us on Manscaped. 15% off and free worldwide shipping. Thank you very much. So Manscaped, okay, are the chats going mad? I knew they would. The chat's going mild. Lots to get into. We're going to talk about Fernandes, first of all, because apparently Man United have now... increased their talks, escalated their talks. That's what we're doing. But there's a bit of a trap with Ederson that we need to talk about. Look, with Fernandes. Also, a little bit on Tchouaméni, Lewis Hall, and a few other bits as well. Get your comments in, as always. Please do share the video. Got nearly 5,000 in here already. Tonali next, says Jono. Watched the show last night. I don't think Tonali happens. Look, Ederson. Here we go last night. Ornstein actually beat Romano to it by 4 minutes, to be fair. So it's an Ornstein bomber. Dylan says the deal is clearly a very good deal. There's two things to be said about Edison. One, that was a joke online I heard about, at least we've got the deal done before he goes to the World Cup. He's not going to the World Cup. It was sarcasm. Two, I've heard people say for another 20 million, you'd get Alex Scott, who is 4 years younger, English, and has loads more potential. You're not wrong. We're paying £35 million for Edison, who is 27 when he comes to Man United. He's 26 at the moment. Never played in the Premier League, doesn't play for Brazil, is a big red flag. Another 20 million would have got a Scott. You're right. I mean, what you know, I'm quite positive about the Edison deal, but to those people who aren't, you're not wrong. Another £20 million would have got us an Alex Scott. Probably they would. But we don't know what's coming next. You know, it's like watching a film with a twist at the start and going, oh. And I don't know whether anyone watched that Apex film. Eric Banner's in it. You're not in it very long. And you sort of like go, well, he's the star of the film. But you go, well, I don't know what's going to come next. And what comes next is quite a decent film. So it's like, we don't know what's coming next with Edison. It is a bit of a cliffhanger, which also has a very good start. I've just realised the film Cliffhanger, I always thought it was somebody, you know, I always thought the name of the film was really because of he climbs cliffs. But actually there is a cliffhanger. Cliffhanger also means, you know, a little bit like, you know, ooh, that was a shock. There actually is a shock at the start of Cliffhanger. It's a play on words. I've just realised that. I'm a simpleton sometimes. That's why I can relate to thick people and intelligent people. But the point is, I think Edison is a bit of a cliffhanger because we don't know what's coming next. And absolutely true that £20 million on top of £35 million would have got us Scott. Maybe even £15 million. Maybe even... we might have got Scott from Bournemouth for £45 million plus add-ons, which is only £10 million more than we've played for Edison. So, yeah, I completely agree. Edison's got a lot of work to do to prove that he's the right player. And there are definitely people who aren't happy with it already. I'm not one of those people. What I would say is I've seen a lot of journalists, like TNT journalists who cover Italian football, you know, American journalists who cover Italian football, and they're all writing what a great deal Edison is. One of them said he's like Pac-Man. He swallows up balls, which means he's a midfielder who just is very energetic. Great. All this stuff is absolutely brilliant, right? But tell me why Arsenal don't want him. Liverpool don't want him. Man City don't want him. Real Madrid don't want him. PSG don't want him. Bayern Munich don't want him. Barcelona don't want him. And I think that's the point, isn't it? This Edison deal, we just don't know yet. So I would just embrace it and go, let's give him a chance. Let's see what's going to happen. Because for every positive, there's potentially a negative. It could be a really, really brilliant deal. It could be a really lazy, cheap, stupid deal. Honestly, Man United have been looking at Edison for 3 years. I read an article this morning that Carrick and Wilcox decided in April that Edison was the Casemiro replacement. And I thought, bollocks. What a load of shit. We've been looking at Edison for 3 years. He's been on our books for 3 years. Carrick and Wilcox didn't discover Edison because he was already there. And he's not a Casemiro replacement, is he? He's a, hopefully... a member of four midfielders that's going to massively improve our options next season when we're fighting in the Premier League, the Champions League and domestic trophies. I'd leave it at that. That's why I didn't go live, because I knew it could go... And the reality is nobody's got the answer. Nobody's got the answer. And as Dean Cook says, if he's better than Ugarte, that's fine. And that might be the simplicity of it. But I think with Edison, I wouldn't deep it too much. It really does come down to what's next. What's the next deal? And that's what I want to talk about this morning, because there's some interesting stuff coming in. Fabrizio Romano, Edison will only be the first midfield... will not... Fabrizio. Edison will only be the first midfield signing at Man United. At least another one has been planned. Casemiro and Ugarte to leave, so Man United will add one more, could be two under certain circumstances. What? Is that really from Fabrizio? Is that a fake account? No, it's 27 million followers. I remember when he started coming on the United stand and he had about 500,000. I'm not saying we took him up to 27 million, but wow. Anyway, I don't like this talk, and I've heard it a couple of times this morning as well. Romano, Jamie Jackson, both talking about Edison being Man United's first signing and another one is planned, potentially two. We've just got to push that, because if United think they're signing two midfielders and one of them's Edison, piss off. Absolutely piss off. That is a disgrace. That cannot be. As TPR says, could be two is absolute insanity. Has to be two. So, look, I ain't going to believe any of that. I know it's coming in from Fabrizio, and he is one of the two best journalists in transfers summers in the world, but I'm not having Man United will add one more. It could be two under certain conditions. What does that even mean? It could be two under certain conditions. It has to be two. The only conditions I can think of are if Ugarte stays. So you're telling me next year, if Ugarte stays, it would be Maynou, Ugarte, Edison and one more? Piss off. That is uninspiringly shit. It has to be goodbye Ugarte, hello Edison and two more signings. And I think that's what will happen. And I hope that's going to happen. But I want, you know, a new show is there. We can't just, I absolutely remember this when our source told us about Delap and we sort of broke it first. I didn't want to do it. But that's not how it works. You have to put the news out there. And Romano has said that, so we have to put it out there. He has said Man United will get at least one more, maybe two in certain conditions. So, you know, maybe it will only be one more. But I'll tell you what, Edison's a bad deal if it's only one more. Edison's a good deal if it's two more and they're better than him. Simple as that, isn't it? Well, that's how I think of it. Rob Dawson, ESPN, says, with a deal, there's a lot to go through this morning, so get your comments in. If this is stoking up any opinions, get them in. We'll read them out. Rob Dawson, ESPN, been on the United Stand in the past, good journalist, says, with a deal for Edison agreed, United are set to step up their interest in West Ham midfielder Fernandez. Sources have told the United that United have already made contact with West Ham about a potential deal for the 21-year-old who is expected to leave the London Stadium after relegation to the Championship. Now, some of you might say, well, that's not really anything new. It is, because Edison, we were talking about this yesterday morning, Edison hadn't signed. Where are we now? Edison has signed for Man United. I know it's not going to be official until July, but he is basically a Man United player now, Edison. Unless he fails a medical in early July, he's a Man United player. With Fernandez, and look, we've got Ben Jacobs on at 2 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to that show. Do not miss the 2 o'clock show, because it's Ben Jacobs and, to be fair, Sam C, who's worked with us in the past, who've really led on the Lewis Hall story for a couple of weeks now. So we've got Ben Jacobs on at 2 o'clock. We'll find out what's going on with Lewis Hall. We'll find out what's going on with Fernandez. We'll find out what's going on with Scott and Tchouaméni. But Patrick Lynch has said something that DSG in the chat, one of our members, says spot on 100%, Patrick. We'll read that out in a minute. In relation to Fernandez, what I can tell you, and I know this from somebody from another club, it's nothing to do with Man United, but, you know, I do that's football. We've had some good stuff in relation to that. West Ham ain't in a rush to do a deal with Man United. They're not. They're like, Man United really like Fernandez. So do Arsenal, so do a couple of other Premier League clubs. He is not, what I was told is Fernandez, and I've sort of, it's from an agent, right? And it's not Fernandez's agent. Fernandez is not a secret source that Man United have figured out. Everybody knows about Fernandez in the Premier League. Like, every club knows he is a gem at West Ham. Like, everybody knows it. So you've probably got at least three Premier League clubs that would like to go for him. That's without going into the continent. And, you know, good news spreads fast in the football world. And agents represent multiple players and work for agencies. So West Ham, Fernandez, they're in a good position. They're not in a good position. They've just been relegated from the Premier League. But in relation to, they've not been relegated to the Premier League from the Premier League with a load of shit players. They have two or three players that are actually valuable. So West Ham's situation is, yeah, you're interested. Yeah, he'd like to go to you. But guess what? There are bigger clubs and clubs like you that are interested as well. So watch your offer. Because if you're talking to us now, put the offer on the table and maybe we'll take it and we'll say to everyone else, we're not interested. But right here, right now, other clubs are interested. So watch your offer. Man United don't work like that. Man United don't work like that. So my information from an agent is that Man United do like Fernandes and Fernandes does like Man United. And if Man United slap £65 million on the table today, they may get that deal done tomorrow. But Man United aren't going to do that because Manchester United don't do that. They don't overpay what they feel is overpaying. So they're not going to swoop in and get that deal done, even though delaying might mean they miss out. So the situation with Fernandes is United do like him. Where he ranks ahead, is he the number one player they want? Probably. But to do this deal, you have to do what Liverpool have done in the past or Man City have done in the past or even Arsenal have done in the past. You have to lock this down, player side, club side and fee side. And we haven't done that. So I think with regards to... Sorry, let me just get rid of Fergie United 87. I suppose you think you're funny, mate. You're gone. Let me get rid of you. Okay. So essentially, this is going to come down to now how quickly we move. Now, if you look at what Real Madrid have done, Konate signed, free transfer, Dumfries signed, release clause paid. They've gone and got two players in really, really quickly, and they'll go and get more. We'll talk about that in a minute. Man United need to get the next one done quickly. People think it's early in the window. It's not. We need to probably get minimum five good signings in. We worked on Edison for about 2 weeks. He'll be coming in July. If this next deal takes 2 weeks, you're heading towards mid to late June. So doing a deal every 2 weeks, we'll have five done by early August. You know, when you think about it like that, there's some people running around going, oh, United are we're doing so well. We're moving so quick. It's so refreshing. But you think, well, hold on. We're not moving that quick. We're not moving slow, but we're not moving that quick. If we do a deal every 2 weeks, so Edison really started 2 weeks ago. Let's say Fernandes from today, 2 weeks, mid-June. That's two deals. Next deal, 2 weeks. That's July. That's three. Next deal, mid-July, four. Next deal, start of August, five. Well, we're not going to do a deal every 2 weeks, are we? So we're moving at a good pace, but we're not moving beyond reasonable, you know? So... I think that, and look, as Peter says, we need more than five. But I'd just be wary of Fernandes because, you know, you can get good information from clubs and sources, but you can also get good information from agents who may or may not be directly involved in that particular deal, but can give you insight into how a deal will work. And effectively, I think it's safe to say that Man United... Do like Fernandes and would like to sign him. And I think it's definitely safe to say that he would like to sign for Manchester United. And there are things that can be done. Like Fernandes can say to West Ham, I only want Man United. What, like Mbeumo did. He can do that. But in a way, why would you do that? Because if West Ham say to him, well, look, you only want Man United, but they won't pay what we want. They want to negotiate down for the next 2 months to 50 million quid. We can't do a deal at that. So you're fooling. We will sell to Manchester United, but that price needs to be 60 million or above. If you close the door to everyone else and Man United won't go to 60 million, this is going to take a very long time and it's going to get very, very bad. You're actually better off not closing the door to Man United, letting other people come in and bid and hope that they will actually bid the same. So we don't know how it's going to play. I think some people think, oh, if Fernandes says he only wants Man United, Arsenal and everyone else will piss off, which they probably will. But it could take bloody ages to get the deal done then because Man United might go, he only wants us and we're not paying your fee, which is what we did in Mbeumo, but we still paid 65 million. So I think that in an ideal world, if we want to stay quick, we need to offer 60 very, very quickly and see what West Ham do. United don't normally do that. So let's wait and see. I think there's a lot of people out there professing that United are going to get this deal done really, really quickly. But West Ham want big money. What would I pay for Fernandes? I don't know. What would you pay for Fernandes? I don't know. I don't know what I would pay for Fernandes. I mean, look, I like that comment somebody said earlier about Edison, £35 million, add another 15 on it, you get Scott. I would have done that. I would have loved to get Scott and Fernandes. I also don't like the idea of three midfield signings, none of which being English. what are we doing for with this homegrown stuff? I don't know. Greg says 60 million is fair. Sam says 65. Harry says 50. Rohit says 55 to 60. Kian says 40 max. Well, that's out of the window, mate. YRDX says 35. You do realise they paid 40 for him a year ago. I think 55. I agree with T-Priv. I think 55. Sanil, one of our members, says 50. I think if we can get 50 plus significant add-ons, that would be good. I think 55 is probably about reasonable, but I wouldn't be putting many add-ons on it. You could do 50 plus 15 in add-ons, or you could do 55 plus 10. But I mean, I think they're going to want 60, to be honest. So, yeah. But I do think that, I do think in relation to Edison, we did overpay. I said that on the video last night. £35 million plus £4 million in add-ons for a player with 1 year left on his contract, who's 27 next month, who isn't a Brazilian international and has only ever played for Atalanta. I think £35 million with 1 year left on your contract is a bit expensive, because if you think about it, if he's got 3 years left on his contract, what are they saying? He's a £60 million player. I'm going to fucking laugh. £60 million. I mean, if you pay £35 million for a player with 1 year left on their contract, they've got to be at least £50 to £60 million with 2 or 3 years left on their contract. He is not that. So I think we have overpaid a bit for Edison, but the flip side of that is £35 million ever going to be a flop? Is Xerxes a flop? And I was having this argument with one of my mates last night. We were having a WhatsApp back and forward about like 11:30. And they were saying, Edison's a load of shit. £35 million is a ripoff. And I said, but you're never a flop at 35 million. And they were like, what are you on about? And I said, no, come on. We all, you know, I've played the game. You know as well. I'll say it to you lot. We've played the game. You're never a flop at 35 million. You are, but not to the extent of, oh, look at that flop. You know, Xerxes a flop. No one ever talks about it. He is. We paid £35 million for Xerxes. He's done nothing. But Mason Mount at £55 million, that's a flop, because that's more money. I don't think you're ever really a flop at £35 million. So yeah, look, we probably overpaid for Edison by about £10 million, but he'll never be a flop. And also, the flip side of that is, if you do well at £35 million, you're a bargain. So, you know, if Xerxes had scored 20 goals a season for the last 2 years, he'd be a bargain. He'd be like, oh my God, we only paid £35 million. So I think, look, with Edison, I know we're going back to that and I want to move on, but with Edison, we probably have overpaid a bit. There are a few red flags. It is a bit of a weird deal, I must admit, in relation to it's not what we normally do. But if he flops, will he really be a flop at £35 million? And if he does well, he hasn't got to do amazingly well to be a bit of a bargain. So that's the way I look at it anyway. Inu says, we overpaid, but it's still nowhere near Mount, Maguire, Sancho and more. Exactly. Daniel Thompson says, hope everyone's doing well. They broke their own maximum 26 rule. Their rule's like a bowling ball to a poppadom. They can't use that excuse anymore. No time to waste. Need to move on to the next midfielder. Must be top quality. No excuses. Well, in a way, have they broke their own...
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Rule. I don't think they have broke their own rule, Daniel, to be honest with you, because He's 26 and he won't be 27 till the 7th of July. And I will guarantee you he will be an official Man United player before the 7th of July. So technically, they probably haven't broken their 26 barrier, signing players 26 or under. Because I guarantee you he will be holding up a Man United shirt before the 7th of July, in which case he's 26. So in a way, yeah, I know it's a technicality, but in a way we haven't signed a player over 26. I don't think that will be the case. But yeah, you know. What's the latest on Tchouaméni? I'll talk about that in a moment. Athletic are saying, Betts just sent me this, Manchester United are keeping a close eye on Morgan Rodgers. Both Michael Carrick and Jason Wilcox have a good relationship with the player. The question is whether United have enough resources given other transfer needs. I mean, look, when it comes to Morgan Rodgers, we've spoken about it a lot. We can certainly get Beth and Ben to talk about it on the 2 o'clock show. If we've gone cheap on Edison to spend £80 million on Morgan Rodgers, I would question the direction of the football club, to be honest with you. I don't know why you'd go cheap on the midfield to buy yet another attacker. It doesn't make any sense. I do like Morgan Rodgers, but I think that £80 million minimum is what Morgan Rodgers is going to cost. And look, maybe we've got a board that just loves buying attackers. Real Madrid used to do this years ago, didn't they? Oh, we want another attacker. So, for once, I'd like to see Man United work on multiple concrete deals, says Gamer. I'm just going to catch up on some of these stuff. Then we're going to talk about Lewis Hall and Tchouaméni. So let me just catch up, because apparently there was a brilliant comment from Patrick Lynch in here. And I've also seen Robert McCormack's done a super chat as well. In fact, here he is. Robert McCormack, here we go. I'll take Hall, but the fact that Chelsea were happy to sell him and Howe doesn't trust him defensively worries me. However, in time, he could be a future sure. Yeah, I mean, look, we will find out what's going on with Lewis Hall at 2 o'clock, because we've got Ben Jacobs on, and he was the one who said on the United Stand 2 weeks ago, keep an eye on that. What I want to know, and I'll get Beth to ask the question, will be answered at 2 o'clock. But look, Lewis Hall is way better than Luke Shaw going forward. And when you are Man United or Liverpool or Arsenal or Man City, your fullbacks need to be part of the attack. When you're at Everton or Crystal Palace, your fullbacks need to be part of the defence. What I mean by that is, it's like a balancing scales, isn't it? What do you want your fullback to be? You want him to be good at both, but what do you want him to be good at? Do you want him to be better defensively or better offensively? Luke Shaw is definitely better defensively, so much so he barely goes over the halfway line. We need fullbacks. When you're Man United, you get a lot of low blocks. You've got a lot of expectation to attack. We need fullbacks that can attack. Luke Shaw can't do that. Lewis Hall can. I personally think Truffert is the value, but I've not heard anything about him. I would say, Robert, and I don't know what your thoughts are, I really like Lewis Hall. I really do like Lewis Hall. And I'd be over the moon if we get him. And I think he's the popular choice in the fan base. And he's homegrown, which is a positive. But part of me would like Truffert. I think he's, you know, Lewis Hall, like you say, has played for Chelsea. He's played for Newcastle. You know, Truffert's played for Bournemouth. So it almost feels like, sometimes I feel like, you know, you get Cunha from Wolves, you get Mbeumo from Brentford, you get Ronaldo from Sporting, you get Rooney from Everton. It's the step-up player, they're ours. And then you get the players that come in from other big clubs like Mason Mount. I don't really feel Mason Mount is a Man United player. So I probably would prefer, well, I wouldn't prefer Truffert. I just wouldn't mind that as well. Edison should be tier 3, 50 to 60 million for tier 2 and 80 to 90 for tier 1. I like that, SJW. Tony here, says Tony, from Sarawak. It would be great to get Scott and Anderson after Edison. Pray for this, Mark. Yeah, I mean, I would love that. I've got nothing to add on Anderson. We spoke about it briefly last night. It looks like Forest want a lot of money that Man City don't want to pay. And it looks like Anderson wants to focus on the World Cup, which is good for us. Which reminds me, I started my World Cup career modes on Monday with England. It didn't go well. 4 o'clock today, Portugal, Bruno Goldbridge, managing Portugal through all the games, hopefully to the World Cup. So check that out at 4 o'clock on my channel. Morning, Mark. Personally, I don't understand the clamouring for a left winger. I think it's bottom of the pile in importance. Three midfielders, two fullbacks, then a centre-back, then a striker, says Jack. You see, thanks for being a member for 75 months, Jack. I don't think we need a centre-back. For me, the priorities are three midfielders, a left-back. a backup striker, a left winger, a right back, and then a centre back. What about Tom Heaton signing a new contract? Tom Heaton is like the gate at Carrington. You know, if you haven't got it, there's chaos and it will always be there. I think Tom Heaton signing a new contract as our third choice goalkeeper. It's a bit like Scott Carson at Man City, isn't it? You need these types of people. Really good around the dressing room. Never going to play. But in terrible scenarios, you might actually need them. So, you know, your third choice goalkeeper is never going to be Alisson or Rea, is it? It's you just need people like that, you know? What about Onana, says Christian. I saw a story yesterday about Onana, just very quickly. Onana is coming back for pre-season. But there is no future at Manchester United. So he will walk in and he will annoy everybody because it's like, oh, fucking hell. But he's not going to play, is he? So worst case scenario, he sits on the bench earning 125 grand a week and we never use him. Best case scenario, he gets loaned out again. We cover half the wages and, you know, well, not best case scenario, somebody pays for him, you know, but yeah, I think he'll be on loan. Chavez says, do you think Mount as a centre midfield is our fallback if we miss a target? Mate, if we rely on Mason Mount as one of our four midfielders next season, yeah, seriously, that's like going on holiday in a heat wave with a pair of swimming trunks that are made of chocolate. You're going to get arrested because they're going to melt. It's going to look like a dirty protest and everyone's going to see your bits. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you've only got yourself to blame. So if you want Mason Mount to play in the midfield for Man United next season, don't come crying when it goes wrong and it looks like you've shit yourself. Because it would be absolute stupidity and anybody that makes that decision deserves no sympathy when it goes wrong. Because it will go wrong. Absolutely. Emily Derry says, I still haven't got to this Patrick chat. Emily, I'm not disrespecting you. Yours could be better. I worry which we get stories about prohibitive prices for Anderson and Tonali that we're taking ourselves out of a tier one midfielder one by one, which if they don't, they may as well sack Carrick now. Look, Emily, the great thing about you and this fan base is that, and I always say this about the transfer window, there's very little point getting overly stressed about it. I think when you lose big games during the season, it can mess you up for a few days. In a transfer window, I would say take a deep breath. I just realised, actually, everybody who's watching here, make sure you smash a like because we have got a new updated hotter meter that I haven't shown you. Prattbridge, I'll show you that in a minute. But I don't disagree with Emily. Maybe we are taking ourselves out of the Anderson deal and the Tonali deal because we don't want to overpay. And the Tchouaméni deal because Real Madrid don't want to sell. And the Bruno Guimaraes deal because he's too old. And then you're like, well, we couldn't get any of the tier ones, so we're going to get Belaba now. The issue with that, Emily, is if United don't want to buy decent midfielders because they don't want to spend, fine. If they want to play the PR game and, you know, spin people to make it feel like it's okay, fine. But at the end of the window, every Man United fan will give the window a mark out of 10. And if it's 5 or below, it's a shit window. And even better than that, when the season starts, those mistakes will be exploited by other teams and we won't be back in Europe in a year's time. So I'm quite relaxed about the transfer window. If Wilcox and co. want to manipulate this fan base again, oh, we can't afford Tonali, we can't get Anderson, we can't get Tchouaméni, then, you know, next season when it all goes wrong, it will be on them. You can't hide in a transfer window when it hits the end of the window and your transfer window isn't very good. So we'll have to wait and see, won't we? I honestly, call me deluded, I still feel that we will get a tier one Tchouaméni, Tonali, Anderson. I believe we will get a tier two Scott, Fernandez, and obviously we've already got Edison. I actually feel we might get a left back. I need to know a little bit more, but I think we might. I think we should sell Mount as well, says Razzler. Try and get Scott. Would be difficult to sell him due to high wages. Alone might be the best option. Mason Mount's not going anywhere. He's basically 2026 as Phil Jones, isn't he?
I don't know how we've done that. You finally get rid of Phil Jones and then you bring another one in, but yeah, ain't going anywhere.
The only way we can say if the Anderson deal is good is if we go and sign Scott Fernandez and Tchouaméni Anderson Tonali. He isn't a starter, says Rajaf. I agree. We already bought a South American player, says Kim. So Wilcox wanted Delap and wants Belaba. Favel got a Sesko, wants Tchouaméni and wants Lewis Hall. Guess who's boss, says Andre. And Rios says, I don't get the hype on Anderson. Just one good season. I would sign Fernandez and Scott. Both are better and their stats are very similar to Anderson's, says Rios. Rios, I don't have a problem with anybody saying they don't rate Anderson. That's absolutely fine. Where I will step in and say the one season thing is a myth. And I think it's perpetuated by believers who try and pretend that Belaba's still a good signing because he had one good season as well. Elliot Anderson had more than one good season. He was already in the England squad at the start of this season. So he can't have had one good season, can he? He's had a very good season this year, but he had a good season the season before, which is why he was in the England squad. Feels like we'll get Fernandez and Scott as more the window goes on. The big three don't look possible and the marquee will be a left winger with Hall for about 50 million, says Naveen. Yeah, so Naveen's sort of saying it will be Edison, Scott, Fernandez, a left back and Rodgers. I think if you do that, though, if the biggest outlay is Rodgers, is that not a failure on the midfield? Because Casemiro's left. Surely your marquee signing has to be the Casemiro replacement. You can't go and buy another attacker we don't really need and go, ta-da, that's our big signing. Like, I'd be disappointed with Scott, Fernandez and Edison. I would. It might work, but I would be disappointed. I think you've got to get something big. 55 million for Scott, who isn't in the England squad, says Rory. Well, he might be cheaper, Rory. He might be cheaper. Slazy says, I fear Edison looks good because the Serie A is slower and less intense. I remember seeing clips of Xerxes running through the defenders on YouTube before he came and was super excited, says Slazy. Yeah, but this is what I mean, Slazy. You've got all these... I'll read you a couple of these out, actually. This was from The Athletic. At his very best, Edison is like Pac-Man. He gobbles up the ground and has multiplying effects on his team. Man United are getting a new midfielder and it could be one of the best finds of the season. That was one journalist saying that. There was another one I had as well. Oh, God, what's going on here? Let's have a look. Here it was. I've seen loads of these this morning. Where's another one? Edison has been a big part of Atalanta's success. He's ready as he's ever going to be to step up into the Premier League. He brings a big work rate, experience, physicality, versatility, good passing range, technical ability, proven mentality. There is no such thing as a dead cert, but you know, he does bring a lot to Manchester United now. There's a lot of people talk about Edison and how good he is, Slazy, but the reality is, you're right, there's a massive difference between Serie A and the Premier League. There's a massive difference between the Bundesliga and the Premier League. I mean, look at Frimpong and Wirtz in the Bundesliga and look at them in the Premier League. So, you know, I think that with Edison, as I said, it's a cliffhanger. It's the start of a movie that we haven't seen the rest of yet. And it could be a really good movie. And it could be, but it could be a stinker. We're just going to have to wait and see. I would argue with anybody, you cannot say this is a good signing and you cannot say it's a bad signing. It's one of those signings, a little bit like when we bought Dan James. It reminds me of Dan James when we bought him. You sort of look at it and go, that could be a brilliant bit of business or that could be a bad bit of business. We're just going to have to wait and see. Would you rather have Edison and a top-tier midfielder or have Edison, Scott and Fernandez? I want three, mate. Casper, and I wouldn't be happy with either of them if I'm being honest. Rory says picked him in April but willing to sit back and let him go to Atletico in Jan. I smell bullshit. Rory, I'd forgotten about that. I said that 2 weeks ago, didn't I? This is true. If Wilcox and Carrick are so obsessed with Edison, which I don't think they are, why were we happy in January to sit back and let him go to Atletico? Because he was going to Atletico in January. Atletico pulled out because of the price. He was that close to going to Atletico and we were all there in January saying we need a midfielder and United weren't going to do anything. And then suddenly they are. So what changed? Patrick Lynch says, best part about the Edison deal is that it's done early.
gives him time for physicality, get ready for adapting to the Premier League from the Serie A. It has to be the first pillar of a full midfield rebuild. Completely agree. Do you think Ederson is the signing before the World Cup? Yes. VX, I do. Remember, we were told this 2 weeks ago from our source, who's very good. Man United will make a big signing before the World Cup. Well, that's it. That clearly is it. I don't think we're going to make another signing before next Thursday. I don't see another here we go in a week. Because with United, we're not even personal terms agreed with anybody. We're not even deal close with anybody. So I think that was the deal, yeah. I know this is random and irrelevant to us now, but after Garnacho's latest post and seeing him do a dumber things, I'm so glad we ripped off Chelsea, says Masrawawi. What's Garnacho done now? I don't know what he's done now. Naveen says, Rodgers, an English left winger, will sell most shirts and bring higher revenue, which they love. That's the reason for them to sign a left winger as the marquee rather than a centre midfield, says Naveen. I don't even think Morgan Rodgers is a left winger. He won't be playing left wing for England, will he? Lamon's lover says, why is Rodgers a priority when we have no CDM? It's Sky Places. What about Jack Fletcher? This is a point. We can't ignore it. This is a point. What about Jack Fletcher? Came on against Brighton. Gone to the World Cup with Scotland. Plays in the midfield. You know, what if Romano is right? What if Jamie Jackson is right? This is what Jamie Jackson had to say, who writes for The Guardian. Ederson signs for Man United. Carrick is intent on signing two midfielders, with others on United list, including Tchouaméni, Baleba, Wharton and Anderson. But it says Ederson and one other. So Carrick wants two, Ederson and either Tchouaméni, Baleba, Wharton or Anderson. That's Jamie Jackson. What if it is two midfielders? What if Fletcher is going to be there with Maynou and then it's Ederson and one other? That terrifies me. Fletcher should not be one of the four. I hope Fletcher ends up being a Man United first team player like his dad, who, you know, brilliant midfielder. But he cannot be one of the four next season. He can't be. You know, a young player for me, as I've said to you before, should always be in addition to what we've got. So, you know, if Lacey's part of the team next season, he's not one of the wingers. You have Mbeumo Ahmad, you have Kunya Dorgu, you have Bruno Mount, and then you have Lacey as an extra with no pressure. That can't happen in a midfield sense. I think that would be, you know, in my opinion, that would be a mistake. But look, there are a couple of stories this morning. Romano sort of hinted at it. You've also got Jamie Jackson saying it. It could be two midfielders. So we do need to be a little bit aware of that. It could be two midfielders. I hope not. I still think it will be three. Nearly 13,000 watching this morning. Please do share the video. Make sure you're subscribing. Keel Robinson, are you going to talk about Tchouaméni? Yeah, I'm going to talk about Tchouaméni and Hall. Don't worry. I told you there was a lot to talk about. Emily Derry says, Fletcher's very young, inexperienced. He should be a bonus, not a contingency plan. It would be not fair to him or Carrick to put him in that position and would undermine one or both. Exactly. I think people like maybe Thwaites, maybe Fletcher, you have Maynou, Ederson, two new signings, and then Fletcher. You know, he's a floater. You know, that doesn't mean he's shit. But what I mean is, like, you've got four established players who take the responsibility. And then you have a bonus player who can basically get minutes without pressure, you know? Last 20 minutes, you're 4-0 up at home. Get Fletcher on in the midfield. Don't bring Ederson on. Give him 20 minutes. Those sort of things. Can we judge Ederson based on how he played in the Champions League, says Keel? You can do, but I'd say again, like positives and negatives, you can do positively, but you could look at Wirtz and Frimpong in the Champions League. So the Premier League is very different.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Why would Edison deal be completed in July? Do they plan to sign someone else for this financial year? Says Peter. I think that's a good observation, Peter. We could have just got the Edison deal done in June because we were going to buy Semenyo in January, and that would have gone in, and we never used that money. So we clearly had money to spend in this financial year. Are we now pushing Edison to the next financial year to give us an opportunity to maybe do something in June if we need to? Probably. Clearly, we can spend money in the next month and put it in this financial year. Personally, we know we can spend a lot of money next season in the next financial year. Is that an indicator that we're going to do something in June? Probably, possibly. Or it could be we don't want to spend any more in this financial year. Let's put it all into next year. So we will see. But it is true that we're putting the Edison deal into next year's financial year. In July. So that where's that Semenyo money that we were going to spend in January? It's not going on Edison because he's going to be in next financial year. Edison at that price is okay, says John United. Another 20 million could have landed another player, but we need six signings. If we're paying 50 million every deal, we won't get far. The bigger targets will need a bigger budget. Fair point, John. Out of 10, how would you rate last year's window, says Abby? 5, because we didn't buy a midfielder. Bjorn, thank you very much for your super chat. What's going on with Rashford, says Dawson. Will he play here? I think Rashford to Barcelona is drifting, obviously. We've seen they're looking at Alvarez. They've signed Gordon. They won't pay 25 million. So it is drifting. And obviously Rashford's at the World Cup now. But people say Rashford will be back at Carrington. Is it the World Cup? Rashford won't be back at Carrington till August. So even if Rashford's back at Carrington in August, it's only 3 or 4 weeks before the window closes. So I don't necessarily think Rashford's back at Carrington at any point. I think it's about finding a move for him in the next 2 months. We've got 2 months to resolve the the Rashford deal. And Arna's back at Carrington in 4 weeks. Rashford won't be back for 2 months. So I think there's plenty of time. Do we not need a centre-back if De Ligt doesn't recover? Says HMS. Probably, but hopefully he can do. Tristian Millwood, welcome to that. Thank you very much for being a member as well. Stefano says, why do I get the feeling that Edison could either be a great signing like Herrera or an absolute flop like Fellaini? No in between, says Stefano. Because, I mean, that's normal, isn't it? But you're right. Keel says, I smell a 4-5-1. Robert McCormack says, genuine, don't know what are Hincape stats. If I've got time at the end, I'll have a quick look for you. Before last night, we had one centre midfielder. £35 million is fair, says Keel. And Garth says, I got retrenched recently. I'm from South Africa. I want to watch a United game with the payout I got. Any suggestions for which home game I should watch next season? The fixtures are out in 2 weeks, mate. So I would wait. But Man United Liverpool is always a good game. Even as a business, you don't buy cheap, you buy smart, says Andrew. Thank you very much for that. Okay, let me move on. So a couple of other bits I want to talk to you about as well. Oh, somebody just said here, we've also got Toby Collier, says Inu. They may just be our homegrown players. Does Fernandes at West Ham fall under the homegrown quota? No, he's not. He came into Southampton when he was about 19, I think, so he wouldn't be classed as homegrown. Toby Collier is still about. I don't think we'll be using him. Two CDMs means no Agate sale. Third signing if he goes, says SJW. And Red Devil Girl says, since our window is data-led and our physicality is in the 55th percentile, I expect that to be key. Chumi need to be priority, explains Edison, and why we aren't chasing Scott, Wharton, Scott, or Hackney, says Red Devil Girl. The only problem I have with Edison, Fernandes, Tchouaméni is that they're all foreign players. And I like foreign players. I mean, there's definitely a bias against foreign players around Man United. There has been for years. I haven't got a problem signing three foreign midfielders. But at some point, the homegrown rule does need to be looked at. It is something that Robert McCormack's mentioned in previous summer transfer windows, and many of you have as well. It is a thing that we don't seem to be addressing. So, but I don't know what the rules are on how we're doing home. I don't think we have a massive problem with homegrown. But if you look at who our homegrown players are, they're all a bit shit in relation to future or now. Luke Shaw, Tom Eaton, Harry Maguire. I mean, Mainoo, obviously not. But I do think, like Seema says, who cares about homegrown? Well, I don't care about whether they're Portuguese or English either. But the point is, Seema, you can say who cares about homegrown, but it is actually a rule. So you have to care about it. It is relevant. I don't care about it. I don't care if the whole team's Brazilian. It doesn't bother me. The world's a small place now. You know, it doesn't really matter. But it does matter because it is a rule. So what are we doing about that? In a way, if we buy three players, it's probably useful if one of them is a homegrown player. That's what I'm saying. Heaven's homegrown, obviously. He's under 21 and... yeah, I think he's English anyway. Mainoo is, Luke Shaw is, Harry Maguire is. Sesko never will be, Mbeumo never will be, Cunha never will be, Bruno never will be. Mainoo is, Dalot won't be. Maguire is, Yoro never will be, Dalot never will be, Martinez never will be, Lemons never will be, Luke Shaw is. So we're probably a little bit short. Inu's just gifted 20 memberships. You're a legend, sir. Thank you very much. Mark Lloyd as well. Thank you very much for joining the members club too. Seriously, just let Rashford go. I want nothing to do with that whole generation of United, says Keel. And Slazy says, at least we're not bringing in teenagers and expecting them to carry the team from day one. I do hope we buy someone with Champions League experience as we need it. Thank you very much. And Tex says, Belabor, Edison, Tonali, Somerville, Hall, Mateta. I don't want Belabor, mate. Stop trying to slip Belabor in there first so I'll move past it. I do not want Belabor at this football club. I think he's absolute shite. Edison is already here. Tonali I'd like. Somerville's interesting. Hall I like. Mateta is interesting. But not Belabor. No. That can't happen. Let me talk to you about Lewis Hall. Now, we are going to get the lowdown on Lewis Hall at 2 o'clock because we've got... Ben Jacobs on the show, and he's sort of the person who sort of led with this story. Interestingly, on the left-back situation, I know Maud's mentioned it yesterday, but credible sources are now talking about Nathaniel Brown going to Bayern Munich or Arsenal. That'll be the end of the deal for Man United. I never felt that Nathaniel Brown of Eintracht Frankfurt was a good deal for us to do anyway, because Frankfurt won around 50 million quid. I just can't imagine United paying 50 million pounds for a left-back from the Bundesliga who is still very relatively young. So I don't see United looking at that, and the competition's very high now. So he was a player that we were looking at. That closes that door. Apparently the Lewis Hall deal is open. Door is open. We should find out more at 2 o'clock. I look forward to that. My suspicion is the player doesn't want to sign a new contract and wouldn't mind a move because isn't particularly happy at Newcastle. How we exploit that, it's very difficult. He's under a long contract and Newcastle don't need to sell if they don't want to. But we will find out at 2 o'clock what's happening with him. With Tchouaméni, I just wanted to... and also Newcastle do need to make sales. With Tchouaméni, I wanted to just move to Real Madrid a little bit. Real Madrid, Konaté was meant to be staying at Liverpool. He's gone to Real Madrid on a free transfer. Dumfries... at Inter has gone to Real Madrid for like 20 million quid. So Real Madrid, in the blink of an eye, have brought in a Champions League, Premier League proven centre-back who is still relatively young in Konaté, and one of the best right-backs in Europe in Dumfries. And they've spent next to nothing. So Real Madrid have made two really good signings very early on for Jose Mourinho, who will be the coach there. And Fabrizio has said this is the only the beginning for Real Madrid. They're planning to do more in the transfer market. What does that mean for Manchester United? Well, they've basically sorted their defence out. They have a centre-back and a right-back to add to what they've already got. They may make another defensive acquisition. But the next place and the importance of this, Real Madrid's next area is midfield. They may bring in an attacker, but their midfield is where they need to invest. I need to show the hotometer as well, CAC. So yes, I do. So this is very exciting because the minute Real Madrid sign a midfielder, that puts Tchouameni's place there on thinner ice. And I think it's thin anyway. So what does that mean for Manchester United? Look, Real Madrid are moving quick, even though the presidential elections aren't over yet. So I think that, keep watch this space. Real Madrid are moving. They've sorted their defence out. Midfield will be next. They haven't spent a lot of money on their defence. That's the main thing. Konate is a free. Dumfries is cheap. So their significant spend, I think, is going to be on that midfield. Now, that could be Rodri. It could be Enzo Fernandez. It could be both. It could be somebody else. Madrid will want to be a serious team next season. Exactly, Khan. And I think that they're going to spend on that midfield. Now, the midfield for Real Madrid, you've got decent players in there. Now, obviously, Camavinga might get sold, but anybody they buy is effectively going to bench Valverde, Bellingham, or Tchouameni. And who do you think's most vulnerable out of those three? So I think that Real Madrid are going to spend significant amounts of money on that midfield. Who they sign in there is going to have a big impact on where Tchouameni is on that list. Now, I have him as a six on the current hotometer. This is brand new this morning. This has been updated, by the way. So Lewis Hall is a climber. Scott remains 4 out of 10. Belaba remains 6 out of 10. Lewis Hall has moved up to a six. And we, you know, maybe he's going to go higher. Let's see what happens on the 2 o'clock show. Tchouameni for me still remains a six. These are higher than 50-50, but 60% chance of them signing for Man United. That's my feeling on where we are at the moment. Anderson, a lot of people don't like me putting Anderson at a seven, but the reason Anderson's a seven is because I've always said I have a funny feeling about this deal. You know, I know it's a bit out there, but I have a funny feeling. But in fairness, who from September to May has kept telling every bloody journalist he's our top priority? Not me. I don't ring up David Ornstein and go, hello, it's Jason Wilcox. Coxie, it's Cox. I've got a bit of a cold. Yep, David, it's Coxie. I've got a bit of a cold.
Anderson.
Anderson. Yeah. So Man United have put it out there about Anderson. So look, I completely agree. He's going to Man City. Why is he there? But I ain't bloody moving him because United have put it out there that he's our top priority so he can stay seven until he signs for City. Fernandez for West Ham's got to move up. Has to move up. Edison's done now. Obviously, Edison's a nine. We'll keep him there for now, but we'll remove him in a couple of weeks. But we'll keep him there for now. So I think Fernandez is an eight now because everything we're being told, he liked to come to us, we really like him. It's just going to come down to the price. And the only thing that's going to knock Fernandez down is if it comes out that United won't pay the price. So that's where we are with that at the moment. How much do you think United will spend this window, says Ben? How long is a piece of string, Ben? And also remember, it's not about how much you spend, is it? You know, Edison might be 35 million. It might be costing us 10. I was thinking about this last night. You know, Atalanta have probably been earning 10 to 15 million pounds out of Man United every year for the last six. Is this just, I don't know how it works, but I thought this last night, have we got some agreement with Atalanta where we just give them 10 million pounds every year for the next decade and we take one of their players? Because Amad will have been paid in installments. Rasmus was paid in installments. And Edison will probably get paid in installments. Yeah, maybe we've got some sort of agreement with Atalanta where we'll give them £10 million for the next 10 years and we just keep taking their players. I don't know. But my point is, installments. We paid Rasmus Atalanta deal in installments. I think they're done now this summer. And we'll probably play Atalanta installments on Edison. So the first installment on Edison might be £10 million. 10 million next year, 10 million the year after that. So how much we'll spend this summer? Some people will say we've spent 35 million. We haven't. We might have only paid 10. But then you've got to put into your head, who are we still paying money for? We'll still be paying Mbeumo this summer. We'll still be paying Cunha this summer. We're probably still paying Yoro from 2 years ago. So it's very difficult to say how much we'll spend, because technically it'll blow your mind what we're spending. We're probably already spending £150 million on previous deals because it's all done in instalments. Mark, why don't you ever interview Ben? Because it's not just me on the channel. Sometimes I do it, but it's the Beth and Ben show. And I actually quite like watching it, you know? I know what the questions are going to be. I quite like watching it. How much do you think United will spend this window? I've done that. What do I think about Rashford staying, says Rash E. He doesn't want to stay, and United don't want him to stay, and half the fan base don't want him to stay. So that's what I think. Mark says, I still think we'll sign Belaba. Club are obsessed with him, given all the positive spin stories throughout the season. I hope not. I completely agree. And Tom Grant says, as Keel said, Rashford get gone along with Onana. None of us went any funny business this summer. Morning all, by the way. This is Tom. Morning to you, Tom. Thank you so much. Beth is back today. She's been in New York. I'm very jealous about that, but she's back now. In rainy Manchester, I presume it's raining there because it seems to be raining everywhere at the moment. But 13,000 watching. So I am just going to do this as a little thank you to Robin McCormack for his super chats. He said to me, can you have a look at Hincape as a left back? I can. And I will compare him to our players. So crosses per 90, Hincape is 1.1. Dribbles per 90, 0.6. Luke Shaw, 0.3. Let's have a look at his passing. Passes per 90, 40, compared to Luke Shaw's 41. And defensive, 9.2 defensive actions per 90 to Luke Shaw's 7.6. So I don't know what you wanted to know, Robert, but effectively Hincape doesn't get forward and put crosses into the box. But I probably would have expected that, because Arsenal are very pragmatic. And he is a centre-back playing at left-back, isn't he? So he's quite similar to Luke Shaw in relation to crosses, tackles, passing, dribbles, progressive runs. He's a defensive left-back, isn't he? Which is basically what Luke Shaw is as well. Yeah. One cross in 90 minutes is horrendous, as I am. Yeah, and I don't know how far the data goes back. Wonder if I could. I would love to look at Luke Shaw, like, I'd love to look at Luke Shaw statistically over numerous seasons. What year would you say? We're overrunning a little bit here. So,
what's this?
So it's interesting. 25-26 crosses per 90, Luke Shaw 1.13. If I go back to the 22-23 season, he was 2.2. If you go to the 23-24 season, 1.7. If you go to 21-22 season, 2.9. 2021, 2.1. 24-25, 1.7. So he's a left back that was 2.7 at one point, crosses per 90, then down to 2.2, 1.9, 1.7, and now he's at like 1.2. So by the year, he's becoming less and less of a left back, which is why we need to buy a left back as well. Look, Luke Shaw has started every big. Luke Shaw's big positive this season, and no one can deny it, is his availability. But how much of that is down to he doesn't run as much anymore, he doesn't get forward as much anymore, and also he's playing one game a week. I don't know how Luke Shaw is going to play two games a week. I just don't know how he's going to do it because he's not operating like a left back anyway. I actually think Luke Shaw was better off in an Amrim system. Incapé will always be known as pants pulled down, says Mazraoui. And I'm glad we've got Sancho off the wage list as well, says Love Hate Games. Will any of the selling clubs take Ugarte or Xerxes, says Slazy. I think Xerxes we could get a buyer for. I think Ugarte is probably going to go on loan. Okay. Broken leg was his downfall. I can't believe he broke his leg and he doesn't wear shin pads. Mentality king. What was Luke Shaw pre-broken leg? God, does it go back that far? When did he break his leg? What year? I feel like I'm going to go 15-16 season. Well, in the 15-16 season, he was putting in 3.2 crosses per 90. He's down to 1.2 now. Right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget, I'm doing a Portugal career mode at 4 o'clock on my channel. When this ends, it will push you to my channel, so make sure you subscribe and then leave. And 2 o'clock today, don't miss it. Ben Jacobs will get the lowdown on Lewis Hall. Ineos have sacked Florian Maurice, sporting director at Nice. They're not good at running clubs, should sell all three football clubs and focus on cycling, says Razzler. There we go. Take care, everyone. Stay safe. I'll speak to you on the next one.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.